United Nations has existed for 70 years. Can the noble causes of curbing poverty, preventing war, sharing culture and knowledge be achieved with inefficiency, lack of control, and hidden political agendas? Today, we will try to find out. Peacekeeping may be important. Curbing military violence with threat of more violence is effective at preventing all-out wars, yes. However, it does not fix underlying issues that led to the conflict – poverty, lack of basic resources such as food, water, and shelter. Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, the largest of UN agencies, hopes to make sure that at the very least the people of Earth don't starve. But are they always making the world a better place? Actually, it's not always black and white. After the World Food Conference in 1974, two new organizations with similar goals were created, World Food Council and the International Fund for Agricultural Development. Why does one global objective need three organizations? Seems like resources would be wasted and efforts would be misdirected. In fact, it was FAO's poor performance that led to this power struggle. By the early 80s, the three organizations were bitter rivals. Meanwhile, the FAO launched World Food Program, WFP. The program was initially supposed to run for 3 years, but has since become the world's largest humanitarian organization, which fights hunger and promotes food security. But not before a power struggle between the WFP and FAO directors fighting for power. James Shikwati, a Kenyan economist, penned an article entitled, "Are African Governments Founded on Fraud?"
Foreign aid is a bribe given to poor countries by rich nations to enable the latter access resources and markets cheaply. It is also a bribe to poor nations to prevent the migration of poor people to rich nations. It is a bribe to poor nations meant to address rich nations' interests. We all know what bribes or aid do to our police force or government. The police get fatter, but the crime and traffic offense-related highway accident rates go up under development of people.
In other words, not only the aid programs may be following the give the man a fish idea instead of teach the man how to fish, but programs such as WFP are often easily abused by corrupted governments who have no motivation to improve the local economy and instead use aid to reinforce their rule and oppress the local population even more. Some of the issues are not that simple. Global food is a volatile market. If some kind of commodity is produced in greater quantity, its price drops, and this is not a good thing for everyone. In 1999, for example, there was a large surplus of agricultural goods in donor countries, but this undermined agricultural producers in poor countries, which made them even more dependent on aid, not their own economies. And there may have been even more serious misconduct. A report by the United Nations Monitoring Group in Somalia stated in 2010,
"For more than 12 years, delivery of WFP food aid has been dominated by three individuals and their family members or close associates, Abukar Amar Adani, Abdul Kadir Mohamed Nur Enau, and Mohamed Deilaf. In 2009, these three individuals secured 80% of WFP delivery contracts as part of the WFP transportation budget of approximately $200 million. On account of their contracts with WFP, these three men have become some of the wealthiest and most influential individuals in Somalia."
However it may be, either food aid fund had been grossly misused or the program is being used and abused for political reasons.